With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Authorities say multiple fires in Glacier National Park's North Fork region have destroyed a historic patrol cabin near Polebridge. Firefighters from the U.S. National Park Service, Flathead County, and the state have fought at least 7 fires reported Thursday. Park officials say all the fires were contained or extinguished by today. A Glacier National Park spokeswoman said the 1928 Ford Creek patrol cabin was destroyed by suspicious fires. She said detectives from the FBI and Park Service Investigative Services Branch are involved in the investigation. The Montana Department of Corrections has named Deputy Warden Jim Solomonson as acting warden at Montana State Prison, following the resignation of Lynn Geyer from the position last week. Department Director Reginald Michael made the announcement Thursday, about a week after Geyer submitted his resignation. It was unclear why he resigned. Montana State Prison is the largest correctional facility in the state, housing about 1,600 male inmates and employing about 640 uniformed and non-uniformed workers. Montana has crossed the 3,000 mark of total confirmed cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Nearly 130 new cases were reported statewide today. 2 more deaths due to the virus were also reported. Next week, Montana hospitals are expected to receive hundreds more doses of an antiviral drug being used to treat COVID-19 patients. Kevin Trevlin with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is sending 24 cases of remdesivir to Montana, enough for roughly 150 standard treatment courses. Dr. Joshua Christensen, an infectious disease physician at Providence St. Patrick Hospital in Missoula, is relieved at the incoming shipment, but warns the drug isn't a silver bullet.
Its effectiveness is modest. It's all we really have at this point, but it is by no means a cure.
Christensen stresses that he's speaking for himself, not his hospital. The FDA gave emergency authorization to use remdesivir on COVID-19 patients in May. Early studies suggest the drug can shorten a patient's recovery time. Drug maker Gilead Sciences donated Montana's initial 20 remdesivir cases starting in May. Dr. Maggie Cook-Shamanik with the State Department of Public Health and Human Services says the incoming supply will cost around $3,200 per course. She says state health officials are determining which hospitals are interested in purchasing cases from the upcoming shipment, which were allocated upon a comparison of state hospitalization rates across the U.S. State Medical Officer Dr. Greg Holzman says remdesivir supplies have so far outpaced demand in Montana, though it's difficult to determine how long the new shipment will last.
There have been a lot more requests for remdesivir recently with the increased number of cases and hospitalization.
As of Friday, Montana has more than 1,170 active COVID-19 cases, including 56 hospitalizations, according to state data. Though he hasn't yet had to deny anyone treatment because of supply, Christensen, the St. Pat's physician, is worried the upcoming remdesivir shipment won't be enough if Montana's case totals continue to rise as they have the last several weeks.
If we get as busy as I fear we will, I think we're going to run out of it, or at least have to ration it.
Christensen says hospitals have so far been collegial and shared remdesivir supplies when one location runs out. State Medical Officer Holzman expects Montana will receive more commercial remdesivir shipments in the future. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The Missoula City Attorney's Office announced it's pressing charges against a man that detained a Black Lives Matter protester at a rally outside the county courthouse in early June. Nick Mott reports.
48-year-old Mark David Belden faces misdemeanor charge for unlawful restraint and operating as a private security guard without a license. The Missoula County Attorney's Office determined there was a lack of probable cause for a felony hate crime. According to the police report, Belden, who was armed and acting as personal security for some protest organizers, stopped an African-American man dressed in a hoodie, gloves, sunglasses, and face mask in an alley near the courthouse. Belden demanded identification, and the man refused. He turned to leave the situation, and Belden instigated a chase. The man was detained by a group of people until police arrived on the scene. That event sparked a June 14th protest in Missoula, which featured speakers decrying, quote, vigilantism, unquote, and private citizens wielding guns at Black Lives Matter rallies. Another rally is scheduled for Saturday at 12 p.m. while maintaining social distance from cars. Mark David Belden is ordered to appear in court on or before July 31st. His charges carry maximum penalties of a $500 fine and 6 months in jail, and a $1,000 fine and a year in jail, respectively. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio News.
A wildfire burning southwest of Broaddus in Powder River County in southeast Montana tripled in size overnight. Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The Buffalo Fire is now 15,000 acres and is threatening 12 structures. It was started by a burning coal seam. Mark Jacobson, public affairs officer with the Bureau of Land Management Miles City Field Office, explains how difficult coal seam fires are to fight.
Quite often these seams are in country that is really rough and hard to get tracked or wheeled vehicles back in there to dig them out.
Coal seams are scattered throughout eastern Montana. The Buffalo Fire continued to actively burn overnight and was spotting across containment lines along parts of its perimeter. Temperatures in the region were in the mid-90s yesterday with gusty winds. Jacobson says the fire is burning in varied terrain with really steep buttes, badlands, sagebrush, grass, and timber. The fire is 50% contained. BLM land in Powder River County is currently under Stage 1 fire restrictions. I'm Kay Erickson, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A fire department in Kalispell is dealing with a staffing shortage resulting in a temporary shutdown and slower response times. Sophia Stewart-Rossi reports.
Fire Station 62, located on Old Reserve Drive in Kalispell, temporarily closed from July 21st until July 25th. Kalispell Fire Chief Dave Deadman.
Well, anytime that we have, you know, a shortage of manpower is a concern. That's our number one tool, is the people that we have working.
Fire Station 62 is working on hiring a couple vacant positions, but Don Thieboot, president of International Association of Firefighters Local 547, says that won't solve the long-term problem because the city's growth is outpacing local funding for firefighting. Thieboot says shutdowns and longer response times could continue until the staffing shortage is resolved. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.